It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 66th Annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. We are coming to you live from the Toyota Boshoku, Illinois Press Box. Joe, we are back here in Wayne City for the Conrad Allen Tournament, which was what was supposed to be day two, which is now day three, where the Red Hill Salukis will be taking on the Sisney Running Lions. And this is our second facing of the Lions this year so far. And the first one, pretty neck and neck matchup there, first game of the season. And there for a little bit, the Salukis were down due to two key players, which are, one second here, let me find them, Jesse Milner and Jace Hatcher, the two shortest guys on the team. They weren't afraid to drive the lane and bang with the big boys.
And they weren't in the first half of that game when they last played, but in the second half, Nathan Worth stepped up. Nathan Worth probably had a good 5-6 blocks in that game. And those little guys stopped trying to go to the lane because they knew they couldn't compete with the 6'7 Nathan Worth.
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Joe, I think tonight both teams have played numerous games since our first matchup, and it's going to be a doozy tonight, I believe. And Sisney probably only got much better since then. And, I mean, Red Hill's a little bit deeper on the bench. They got more players than Sisney does, but I mean, it's not just about depth. I mean, Sisney has most of their players are athletes. Like I was talking about, the two key players, Jesse Milner and Jace Hatcher, they may be only 5'8", but they play like they're Nathan Worth's size, 6'7".
And they're also a young team, too, with only four juniors and the rest are sophomores, so a really young team. And just, I think they are, according to Max Preps, they're 1-4 on the season. And Red Hill, going into this game, is 4-6. Playing a pretty tough schedule to start out the season. But the way Drake Allen's been playing, I don't expect Cameron Ray to have a performance like he did last night. I believe he went 0-7 from the three-point line last night. You don't see that from this kid. And also, another thing is Nathan Worth could not shoot the basketball well last night, but he could not miss from the charity stripe. So hopefully we'll see more of that, and hopefully it'll be a good night.
And like you said, Cameron Ray having an off night last night, going 0-7 or more than that, who knows. But he just couldn't find the bottom of the basket. He would try and adjust. He'd shoot from different spots, and it was almost the same thing every time. It's like it was just short. It'd roll off the front of the rim. He'd either have too much backspin or just not put enough on it. And hopefully tonight he can liven up a little bit, find the bottom of the goal, and hopefully get some points on the board. But after he got tired of shooting three-pointers, I mean, he finally decided to drive the lane like they were needing to and just throw up some floaters and find the bottom of the basket.
He was doing a really good job of that. He was 5-13 from two-point, but like I said, 0-7 from three-point. So Ray's probably going to have a lot better shooting performance tonight than what he had last night. Drake Allen was kind of quiet last night, and Josh Hinder got a little bit more buckets. Anthony Darrell hit a couple threes, if I'm not mistaken. He hit two of our three threes last night, and we'll see what happens.
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're just moments away from starting time, so we'll take a quick commercial break to hear from our pregame sponsors and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Pre-game show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. For those of you just joining, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. We are coming to you live from the Toyota Bashiku, Illinois press box. Joe, we are moments away from starting lineup and tip-off time. Had a chance to talk to Coach Havel just before the game, and he was saying how it's going to be a pretty – he thinks it's going to be a pretty close matchup, and how they're going to have to shut down Milner and Hatcher from driving inside the lane, and that's just going to be their two key factors there on defense, stopping those guys from driving to the hole and scoring easy baskets on them.
Well, I totally agree with you there, Ryan. If you stop those two, you can stop anybody on their team.
And we're just moments away from starting lineup, so we'll send it back for a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back to the 66th Annual Conrad Allen Tournament. I'm Joe Berger alongside Ryan C. as we get ready to see the starting lineups for your Red Hill Salukis and the Sisney Running Lions. First will be the road team of this game, the Sisney Running Lions. So the starters for the Sisney Running Lions, it will start out with number 3, Jesse Milner. Number 5, a 5'8 junior, both 5'8 guys. And then it will be number 14, Preston Roberts, a 6-foot senior. I guess I missed that senior earlier in the lineup, or earlier talking about him. Another forward, number 30. Gavin Featherling, a sophomore. And then the big man down low, number 33, Connor Bratch, a junior, 6'4". So a little bit of a size advantage for Nathan Worth tonight. As now we get on to your Red Hill Saluki starting lineup. So starting out for the starting lineup, we'll start out with number 12, Cameron Ray. He is a 5'11 junior. You have number 20, a 6'7 senior, center Nathan Worth. Number 24, Josh Henry, a 6'1 senior. Drake Allen, number 40, a 6'2 junior. And a 6'1 forward, Gavin Volkman, also a senior. And so the Red Hill Salukis have a little bit of height advantage over the Sisney Running Lions, but was still an issue when they played the first game of the season against these Running Lions, when they ended up winning the game against the Lions 50-42. So let's see what Red Hill is going to do against this man press, or against this team. And so now, actually, I'm a little ahead right now, but starting lineups, like I said, were going to be Cameron Ray, Another guard will be number 24, Josh Henry. Number 40 would be the other guard, which is Drake Allen, guard slash forward. Then you got another forward in Gavin Volkman. And then the 6'7", big man down low, Nathan Worth, who hit his first three of the night last night. So let's hope it gets off to a better start, as they had a slow start, could not break down the 1-2-2 of the Bison yesterday, or the 2-3, the 2-3/3-2 for the Bison yesterday. But hopefully this height advantage will help them out in the long run as we get set ready for tip-off. I believe it'd be Nathan Worth will probably be tipping off as usual for the Salukis. And if I'm not mistaken, number 33, Connor Brock, would be the one tipping for the Running Lions. So right now the Salukettes are on the floor, so we have to wait a little bit so we can get to tip-off time. Coach Havel talking to his guys, saying need to step it up, play a little bit better than what you guys did in the first half yesterday. They still played a lot better in the second half, only allowing 10 points. So now getting ready for tip-off would be Nathan Worth against Connor Brack, a 6'4 junior. So a little 3-inch height advantage there for Nathan Worth. And we are underway. Tip-off is won by Nathan Worth. Ball now in the hands of Cameron Ray. Ray will bring it up. Setting up a play for the Salukis. Over to Henry. Henry wants to go down to Worth. Cannot find him. Allen back to the top of the key. Ray to the wing. Ray now to Worth. Worth at the top of the key. Swings it over to Allen. Allen tried to go low to Henry. Gets it down to Henry in the post. Now at the free throw line. Shoots it as Gavin Volkman. It's missed. The Lions with the ball. This is Milner. Milner over to Hatcher. Now Hatcher trying to set up a play here. Guarded closely there by Henry. Now gives that over to number 33. That is Brock. Brock cross key over to the other corner. That is Featherling. Featherling down low. Now kicks it cross court to Roberts. Roberts finds a cutting Hatchner right now. Hatchner now brings it back out. Hatchner now trying to set up a play here. Swings that over to Featherling. Featherling now down to Roberts. Now back up to Hatcher. Hatcher now has to set up another play. Drives against Henry. Kicks it out to Featherling. Featherling drives. Loses the ball to Cameron Ray.
Ray on the breakaway. Sorry, I had to take a phone call there, Joe. It was kind of important, but now I'm back. Thank you for filling in there.
No problem.
Ray dribbling out near the volleyball line. Drives left side. Kicks it out to Allen. Allen bringing it back up top. Hands it off to Worth. Worth back to Ray. Looks like man-to-man defense by the Lions. Volkman swings it around to Allen. Allen back up top to Worth. Worth over to Henry. Looks like Slicky's trying to open it up, get it inside. Volkman swings it over to Ray. Ray guarded there by Hatcher. Back up to Allen. Allen going to call in a new play here. Dribbles off the screen from Volkman. Kicks it in the corner to Ray. Ray picks up his dribble. Finds Allen. Allen back up at the volleyball line, getting a new play in. Dribbles to midcourt. Allen picks up his dribble, gets it off to Henry. Henry gets it to Allen, flashing through the lane, throws it up. He lost control and lost the rebound. Brack got it, passes out to Milner. Milner brings it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Brack, goes right side, dribbles off the screen again, goes right to the basket, puts it up and in for the first 2 points of the game with 5:35 to go here in the first quarter.
Milner might be small, but he's really crafty and can find easy ways to the basket.
Ray double team now as he picked up his dribble. Gets it off to Henry. Back to Ray. Ray passes off to Allen on the right wing. Dumps it down low into Volkman. Tipped away. Last touch there by Featherling. Out of bounds. It will stay Red Hill Saluki basketball.
Finally have a score in this game, too. It's been almost 3 minutes in, and we just had a score there for the Sissonville Run Lions.
Lions doing a pretty good job here at shutting the Salukis down on offense. And really, it's just simple man-to-man defense is all they're running, and Salukis haven't been able to find an answer for it yet. Allen gets a screen from Word, dumps it off to Ray. Ray brings it back up top. Volkman swings it to Henry. Henry dumps it low to Allen, flashing the baseline. Pump fakes, drops it down low to Worth. Worth spins to the basket, puts up a jumper, no good. Featherlane on the rebound, outlets to Milner. Milner walking up court, walks across the timeline, picked up by Ray. Milner just dribbling out there all by himself. Passes off to Hatcher, swings it over to Roberts. Roberts with it on the right wing. Cross-court pass up over to Hatcher. Hatcher dribbles inside, passes off to Brack. Brack going straight up into the basket and puts it up and in.
Brack with a nice spin move there to get them a 4-0 lead here.
Allen gets it up court quickly on the right wing. Stopped there by Roberts. And a foul will be called.
I think it's on Allen.
It will go against number 14. That is Preston Roberts. He picks up his first foul, team first. And checking into the game for the Salukis a little early tonight with 4:22 to go. As Volkman will take a seat, Anthony Gerald checks into the game. And it looks like Volkman's got some blood on him down there.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Henry dumps it low to Worth. Worth tried to go right to the basket, lost control of the basketball. And Roberts picked it up, throws it off Worth, out of bounds. It will be line basketball.
I think the reason why Gerald's in here early is trying to get a spark off the bench is what Coach Havel's trying to do.
Milner will bring the ball up the floor, picked up by Ray right at half court. Gets it across the timeline. Passes right side to Featherling. Featherling, no good on the shot. Brack with the rebound, no good on the putback. Gerald with the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen comes up quick, jump stops, passes back to Gerald for three, no good. Ray tracks the rebound down. He's trying to get right back to the basket, but poked away there by Hatcher. Milner on the outlet. Milner brings the ball up court, stopped there by Ray. Ray guarding pretty closely there. Good matchup between those two. Milner crosses him up, goes right side, step back, dribbling into the lane, passes out to Roberts. Roberts finds Featherling, flashing through the lane, no good on the jumper. Ray on the rebound, brings it up court quickly, passes off to Allen. Allen pump fakes. He's going to dribble left side. Gets a screen from Worth. Passes back. Worth puts up for 5 foot. No good. Featherling on the rebound. Salukis not able to find the bottom of the basket. Milner driving lane. Stopped at baseline by Ray. Back up top. Swings it around to Roberts. Now over to Hatcher on the right wing. Hatcher back up top to Milner. Swings it left side. Down low to Brack. Brack back up top to Milner. Milner eyed the three there. Holding the ball, he's going to back it back up, calling a different play. Milner throws it off the foot of Ray, and it will stay line basketball.
I think right now what the Salukis need is a couple key turnovers, get a couple easy fast break baskets there, and try to get the rhythm back.
Low scoring game so far, 2:35 to go, 4-0 in favor of the Lions. Hatcher dribbling out near midcourt. Tried to go over the top. Brack couldn't catch it, but stolen away by Ray. He loses control of his dribble. Henry picks it up into the hands of Gerald. Now Allen has it. Allen at the top of the key. Drives right side. Wide open lane. Floater no good. Tipped around. Milner picks it up. Milner getting the ball up court 3-on-1. He's going to go right baseline. Stopped by Ray. Kicks it out to Featherling for three. In and out no good. Gerald on the rebound. Ray's going to bring it up court. Kick it over to Allen. Allen slows it down, jump stop. Picked up by Roberts, back up top to Ray. Passes right side to Henry on the right wing, cross-court pass to Gerald. Gerald bring it back over to Allen. Still man-to-man defense by the Lions. Allen's going to try and drive to the basket, but foul called on as Allen was driving to the basket. That foul will go against number 14, Preston Roberts. Picks up his second foul, team second.
Not a lot of fouls and not a lot of points scored here early in or late in this or in this first quarter, should I say.
Roberts checks out. Number 35, Brendan Potter, checks in. 1:38 to go here in the first quarter. Low scoring game so far, 4-0, as Henry dumps it down low to Worth. No good, just short of the basket. Featherling on the rebound, outlets to Milner. Milner walking it up the floor, gets it across the timeline, calls in the play. Goes right side to Potter. Potter over to Hatcher. Hatcher guarded by Henry. Brings it back up top to Featherling, swings it around. Milner on the left wing. Down low to Potter. He pulls up. No good off the backboard. And Henry was looking to pass it up court, but picked it up and put it back on the floor. Called for double dribble. Turnover there for the Salukis.
Not a good way to start out this game for the Salukis right now, but I'd rather be down 4 than be down 20 in the first quarter, you know?
Milner gets it in the backcourt, brings it across timeline, passes it over to Hatcher. Hatcher goes right side to Featherling. Featherling guarded by Allen. Saluki's in a man-to-man defense. Milner with the basketball. Goes right side to Brack. Featherling up top, swings it around. Milner pulls up for three, no good. Ball creams away, Henry tracks it down. Outlets to Ray. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ray dribbling out near midcourt, gets a screen from Worth. Drives left side, kicks it out to Allen. Allen's going to drive the lane, kick it out to Gerald. Gerald over to Ray on the left wing. Dribbles off the screen, goes baseline, shut down, picks up his dribble, and a foul called on the floor. Foul will go against Sisney Running Lions number 5. That is Jace Hatcher. Picks up his first one, team third. 24.7 seconds to go on the Bestway Express goal board, 4-0 in favor of the Lions. Henry inbounds it to Worth. Worth spins to the basket, dumps it over to Gerald as he saves it from going out of bounds into the hands of Ray. Ray driving to the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Ball tipped around. Milner gets the rebound, 10 seconds to go. He's careening down the floor, passes off to Brack. Brack puts it up and in. Worth inbounds to Allen, stolen away by Milner. Milner back out to Brack, pulls up for three, no good, as time expires on the Bestway Express scoreboard. At the end of the first quarter, Lions lead it 6-0. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the 66th Annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. For those of you just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard, coming to you live from the Toyota Bushoku, Illinois press box. Lions have the basketball starting out the second quarter of action. They lead it 6-0. Milner dribbles left side, kicks it out to Hatcher. He's going to pull up for three, no good. Gerald stretches up, gets the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen getting the ball up the floor quickly. Driving right side, kicks it out to Henry. Henry wide open, three ball, no good. Brack on the rebound, kicks it out to Milner. Milner is going to walk it up the floor. Getting some advice from Coach Bowen. Passes off to Potter. Potter at the top of the key, dribbles off the screen right through the lane. Puts it up, no good on the shot, but fouled on his way up. Foul will go against number 23, that's Anthony Gerald. He picks up his first foul, team's first. So Brendan Potter at the line, shooting two. First one on the way, got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Leggett Lumber. Potter at the line, shooting two. Second one up and no good. Off the mark, 7-0 the score. Allen gets the rebound, goes down four quickly, drives right to the basket, puts it up and off. No good, just a little bit too hard. Featherling got the rebound, outlets to Milner. Milner gets it across the timeline, picked up by Ray. Milner goes right side, gets a screen from Brack. Picks up his dribble, dumps it down low to Brack, and Brack is fouled by Cameron Ray. He will pick up his first foul, team second. 7 minutes to go, only a minute into the second quarter. Potter will inbound it. Trying to find somebody open, gets it. Brack, jumper, no good. Worth stretches, gets the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen gets it across the timeline in a hurry. Gets a screen from Worth, he's backing it back out. Kicks it over to Ray. Ray dribbling out near the timeline. Goes right side to Henry. Henry looking down low, cross court there to Allen, just inside the three-point line. No good on the shot. Featherling on the rebound. outlets to Milner. Milner gets it over to Hatcher. Hatcher down to Potter. Potter back to Hatcher. Hatcher cross court to Milner. Milner dribbles off the screen from Brack. Kicks it back out. Tipped away there by Worth, but Brack recovers. Brack back up top to Milner. Good ball movement here by the Lions. Saluki still in the man-to-man defense. Potter drives baseline, puts it up, no good on the layup. Henry on the rebound. He's going to bring it up himself. Walks it across the timeline. Dribbling against Milner. Hands the ball off to Ray. Ray out there near the volleyball line holding the ball. Goes right side to Henry. Tries to dump it down low to Worth. Tipped away by Brack. Ball recovered there by Milner. Milner cross-court pass to Hatcher. Hatcher by himself kicks it over to Potter. Potter trying to cross up Allen. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher guarded by Henry. Brings it left side. Double team now. Kicks it off to Milner. Milner driving inside. Splits two defenders. Puts it up. No good. Worth tried to get the rebound but tipped into the hands of Gerald. Gerald gets across timeline. Down low to Ray in the corner. He drives inside. And foul called against the Lions. Foul will go against number 5. Jace Hatcher picks up his second foul, team 4. Gavin Volkman will check in for the Salukis as Henry takes a seat. And as Hatcher takes a seat, checking in for the Lions is number 20, Terrence Martinez, 5'10 sophomore. Gerald will inbound for the Salukis. Finds Ray, flashing to the basket, through his hands. Volkman picks it up. No good on the shot, but he will go to the free throw line, shoot 2. Foul go against number 20, who just checked in. Terrence Martinez gets his first foul off the bench. Team's 5th. Volkman at the line shooting 2. First one on the way. No good off the spring box. 7-0 the score with 5:18 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard in favor of the Lions. Volkman trying to get their first point on the board, and he does, making the second one, going 1-of-2 at the free throw line. Saluki's down by 6, 7-1. Milner gets it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Brack. Pulls up for 3, buries it. Milner hits the first 3 for the Lions. Ray dribbling out near the volleyball line. He's going to pull up for 3, trying to answer back. No good. Volkman on the rebound. Put back. No good. Potter flies in for the defensive board. Brings it across the timeline himself. Hands it off to Milner. Milner on the right wing. Gets a screen from Brack. Going to drive baseline, kick it over to Potter from the corner, no good. Worth on the rebound, gets it up to Ray. Ray to Allen. Allen called for the travel. Took one too many steps there on that fast break, and turnover to the Lions.
Not a great first half right now for the Red Hill Salukis.
Lions just running the board right now and just making the Salukis play their game is what it is, really. Milner guarded by Ray. He's going to kick it left side to Potter. Potter bringing it back up top. Gets a screen from Featherling. Pump fakes. Goes right side to Martinez. Down low to Brack. Brack spins to the basket and fouled on the shot. He will go to the line and shoot 2. That foul will go against number 41. That is Gavin Volkman. Gavin Volkman. They didn't change it. He picks up his first foul. Team 3rd. Connor Brack at the line shooting 2. First one on the way. No good. A little too hard there. 4:15 to go here in the first half. Lions lead at 10-1. Connor Brack at the line, shooting 2. Missed the first one. Second one on the way. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Allen bringing the ball up the floor quickly. Slows it down at the volleyball line. Dribbles off the screen from Worth. Kicks it in the corner to Ray. Ray back up top to Worth. Cross court to Gerald, wide open, 3, in and out, no good. Couldn't find the bottom of the basket. Brack on the rebound. Outlets to Milner. Milner brings it up quickly. Almost lost control, gets a screen from Brack. Eyed the 3, wanted it. Kicks it over to Featherling. Featherling up top to Potter. Potter back to Milner on the left wing. Milner gets a screen from Featherling. Ray bites through it. Cross court pass to Potter. Wanted to go to the basket, backs it back out. Featherling bringing it back up top. Kicks it up top to Potter. Wide open. He's going to try a 3. No good. Worth stretches up on the rebound. Hands it off to Allen. Allen brings it up court. Picked up by Potter. Right side to Ray. Ray looking inside, gets up top to Volkman. Volkman, left side, into the corner to Allen. Allen, bring it back up top. Worth swings it up top to Ray. He's calling in a play. He's going to put it on the floor. Dribble off the screen from Volkman, right side to Gerald. Gerald inside to Volkman. Volkman's going to dribble up to the basket, put it up, and in. Count it, and one.
Finally, that ice has been taken off the rim there, and we can finally get a bucket to go.
Foul will go against number 20. Terrence Martinez picks up his second foul, team six.
So does the bucket not count?
Volkman at the line trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does.
Okay.
Making it 10-4, back to a six-point lead in favor of the Lions. 2:55 to go here in the first half. Milner walks it across the timeline, and Coach Bowen wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50 gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Coach Bowen wanted to talk something over with his players with 2:51 to go. They lead it 10-4. Lions have the basketball out near midcourt. Ray putting pressure on Milner. He gets it in the backcourt. Ray's going to back up, give him a little room. Milner walks it across the timeline, goes right side to Potter. Potter picked up there by Volkman, gets it inside to Brack. Brack driving the lane. Dumps it down low to Featherling. Featherling puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Fouled. Count it. And one. Featherling fouled on the shot. That foul will go against number 41. Gavin Volkman picks up his second foul. Team fourth. Featherling at the line trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play. And he does. Makes the free throw. Now 13-4. 9-point lead. Allen brings the ball up. Passes off to Gerald, brings it across the timeline. Kicks it off to Worth. Worth hands the ball off to Allen. Allen drives left side, puts it up off the glass, no good. Potter on the rebound, hands it off to Milner. Milner up court to Featherling, going straight to the basket. Fouled on the floor by number 40, Drake Allen. He will pick up his first foul, team fifth. Checking into the game will be number 24, Josh Henry, as Drake Allen will have a seat. Potter will inbound just to the right of their basket. Trying to find somebody open. Running out of time here. Finally gets it into Brack as he stretches up for it. Back up top to the Milner. Milner left side to Potter. Potter guarded by Volkman, drives inside the lane. Jumper from the elbow. No good. Gerald stretches up, gets the rebound. He's going to bring the ball up toward himself. Dribbling left side out near the volleyball line now. Gets a screen from Worth. Back to Worth. Worth tried to go low to Volkman. Flies right over him. Potter gets the steal. Hands it off to Milner. And Ray will pick up a second foul. Team six with 1:50 to go.
So Ray and Volkman both already have two fouls here in the first half.
Lions will take the ball out of bounds out near midcourt. Milner will bring it across the timeline. Lions lead it 13-4 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Milner dribbling out near the volleyball line against Ray, directing some traffic. Goes left side to Martinez. Martinez on the left wing, guarded by Gerald. Dumps it down low. Tip there by Gerald, but gets it to Brack. Brack up, no good. Ball comes away into the hands of Ray. Ray going down court. He kicks it into high gear. Stolen away as he was losing control by Milner. Milner brings it down the floor. He's driving inside the lane, puts up a jumper. High ball, and finds the bottom of the basket. Biggest lead so far, 11-point lead, 15-4 with 1:10 to go. Henry with it now, gets the screen from Worth, and blocking foul will be called. That will go against number 33, Connor Brack. He picks up his first foul, team seventh. Shooting bonus will be Josh Henry as Gavin Volkman checks out. Drake Allen will come in. Henry at the line, shooting one in bonus. 107 to go here in the first half. Tonight's game brought to you by Kesey State Bank, Rutgers County, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Henry at the line, first one, in and out, no good. Ball tipped around, Henry gets it. He's gonna drive right back to the basket, puts it up and in. Missed the one, got the two, 15-6. Milner brings it up court quickly. He's gonna slow it down, back it back out. Gets a screen from Brack, dumps it back. Tried to go, get the backdoor pass, but lost control, and Milner ends back up with it. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Milner directing traffic inside, goes to the right side. Picks up his dribble, dumps it down low to Brack. Brack puts it up and in off the glass. Ray gets the inbound with 30 seconds, up court to Allen. Allen trying to dump it low, but passes off to Ray. Ray backs it back out, over to Gerald. Gerald, cross-court pass to Henry, pump fakes, comes inside the lane, backs it back out. 15 seconds to go, hands off to Ray. Look for the Salukis, take the final shot of the half, dribbles off the screen. Ray, jump stop, pulls up for three and finds the bottom of the net. 5 seconds to go, Milner bringing across the timeline, pulls up from half court, buries the half court shot as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions go into the locker room at halftime up 20-9. We'll be back here in a couple minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO Lawrenceville Vincennes.
Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Well, Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. Yeah, my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
My grandpa started small. Real small. My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Kesey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Kesey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Kesey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Can't do it. Welcome back into the 66th annual Conrad Allen Tournament as Red Hill at the half losing right now 20-9 over the Sisney Running Lions. And going into the quick little halftime stats right here, Jesse Milner, who just sunk a half-court shot just a little bit ahead of half-court to end the second quarter. He has 10 on the night for the Running Lions. Second leading scorer for them would be Connor Brock with 6, 3 by Gavin Featherling, and 1 by Brendan Potter. Now for your Red Hill Salukis who have not got off to a great start, Gavin Volkman has 3 points on the night, and you have 3 points on the night so far for Cameron Ray. Finally hit a 3. He's been off since last game. And also going into the stats a little bit here, as Red Hill in the game, they are 2 for 12 going into halftime, and the Running Lions are 5 for 10, 2 for 6 from the 3-point line, and 2 for 4 from the free throw line, as Red Hill is 1 for 4 from 3, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. So they just need to find their groove here. I bet Coach Howell's talking to them, trying to find something out here, making sure something comes right out of this, because they had this, they were trying to make a comeback early in the second half or second quarter, and couldn't get anything going. So right now they're down 20-9, about 5 more minutes until we're done with halftime here. But hopefully you come back out with Worth, and Worth can hit you guys a couple shots and go from there. But right now you really just have to stop Milner, who has half their points. So Milner's outscoring you right now. He shows that capability, but like last game they played against each other. They won the first half, but then Red Hill came in and beat him in the second half, ended up winning 50-42. So I don't know if that's going to be as high scoring as the last game, but we could see anything happening here. So right now, just play better defense. They're playing man defense. We're playing man defense and can't get anything going. So we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the 66th Annual Conrad Allen Tournament. I'm Joe Boger alongside Ryan Seed, and the Red Hill Salukis just got back on the court. Hopefully what Coach Howell said on the halftime will help him out here, as he finally heard that Cameron Ray hit a 3 after going 0-7 yesterday against the Grayville Bison. And they did not play a good first half in either games they've had these past couple games. but they only allowed 10 points all game against Grayville Bisons in the second half, should I say. And hopefully they can bring that offense here in the second half, as right now they have no offenses. They're shooting not the greatest right now, 2 for 12 from 2-point, 1 for 4 from 3, so a combined 3 for 16, while combined for Sisney, they are 7 for 16. So you just got to find your groove again and hopefully get your guys going. Drake Allen's not played well tonight. He's 0 for 5 right now. The only guy with baskets right now is Josh Henry with that one basket and Volkman with the other, and then Ray with that three. So you just got to find out a way to find. There's something wrong with this offense. I don't know what it's been. It's been going since the first half of last game. I don't know what's wrong with it.
And what the problem is, they're not able to shut Hatcher and Milner down. They're just taking care of the ball, making the Salukis play their game. And on the, like you were saying, on the offensive side of the ball, it's almost like they're playing like they were last night. They're just throwing the ball up, trying to find the bottom of the basket, but just unsuccessful too. And a couple times on their fast breaks, they've just been throwing it up. They're not even trying to take a nice, easy shot. They've just been throwing it off the glass, and it's been careening off of there and just falling right into the hands of the Lions. But in other cases, I mean, they're shooting some three-pointers. Ray made the only one that they've got right now, and it's fundamentals of basketball. You need to follow your shot no matter where it goes, at least make an attempt to go to the basket to try and recover the basketball after you shoot that long ball. So they're going to have to change something up on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they need to buckle down, guard Hatcher and Milner, and just kind of focus on those two guys for the main part, but then again, shut down that lane.
Well, it's actually not Hatcher this game. It's more like Brock. Brock has 6, Milner has 10, and Hatcher hasn't had a single point in this game.
Saluki starts the second half of action out with the basketball. Henry out near the volleyball line, guarded by Hatcher, hands the ball off to Volkman. Volkman, right wing to Allen, drives the lane, kicks it back to Henry for 3, no good. Ray jumps up, gets the rebound, put back, no good. Volkman tips around, gets the rebound, put back, no good, but fouled on the shot. Volkman doing a good job down there in the paint, getting those offensive boards and drawing the foul. That foul will go against number 30, that is Gavin Featherling. He picks up his first of the half. Volkman at the line, he's made multiple appearances there, makes the first one, brings it back to a 10-point deficit, 20-10 in favor of the Lions, only 28 seconds into the third quarter. Volkman's second one, no good, just short. Brack gets the rebound, hands it off to Hatcher. Hatcher brings the ball across the timeline, gets to Featherling on the left wing. Back to Hatcher, cross-court pass to Milner. Good ball movement here by the Lions, man-to-man defense put on by the Salukis. Hatcher brings it back up top, drives inside the lane, stopped by Worth, kicks it out to Featherling. Back to Hatcher. Hatcher needs some help, trying to find somebody, finds Milner right behind him. Milner guarded by Ray, dribbling out near the volleyball line, trying to find something opening up, drives right side, step back, passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher right side to Milner. Milner fakes going into the corner, puts it on the floor, gets a screen from Brack. Tried to go to the back door, drives right side, kicks it out to Featherling. He dribbles off his foot, but Brack picks it up. He drives inside the lane, stopped by Allen. Henry steps in between the pass that was intended for Hatcher. As it goes out of bounds, it will stay running line basketball. Roberts will inbound the basketball just to the right of their goal. Gets it into Brack. He stretches, reaches for the pass, drives inside the lane, trying to put it up, and no good on the shot. Allen stretches, gets the rebound. He's going to bring the ball up the court himself. Roberts sticks with him the whole way, drives the lane, puts it up and in off the glass. Nice little finger roll there by Allen.
Great move there by Allen, as now he is 1 for 6 on the night. Finally got a bucket to go, so hopefully that helps him in the long run.
Milner, right side to Roberts. Roberts on the right wing, cross-court pass to Featherling. Goes to the left side. Milner steps in, tried to go down low. Worth sticks his foot out, throws it off, and goes out of bounds. It will stay line basketball. Roberts will check out as Potter checks in. Lions will have the basketball just to the left of their goal with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Lions lead it 20-12. Potter looking for somebody, lobs it up there to Brack. Basket, puts it up, no good, called for the travel. Turnover to the Salukis. Good break there. Coach Havel telling them, hey, now let's capitalize on this. Henry inbounds to Ray, back to Henry. Hatcher putting some pressure on Henry the whole way. Henry brings it across the timeline, passes off to Worth. Worth tried to go down low to Henry as it was 5-on-4 as Hatcher hit the floor, throws it out of bounds, Lion basketball.
Not a good start. I mean, you got the deficit down to 8 now, but just need to tack on more points here.
Milner brings it across the timeline, gets a screen from Featherling on the right wing, guarded by Allen. Kicks it right side to Potter. Potter bringing it back up top. Picks up his dribble, goes to Milner. Milner at the top of the key. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher brings it back up. Trying to open it up inside. Brack from the free throw line. Out to Hatcher in the corner. Hatcher up top to Potter. Potter swings it around. Milner on the right wing. Milner looking inside. Passes off to Hatcher. Flash to the top. Hatcher backs it back out. Passes left side to Potter. Salukis, good defense here. Potter goes baseline. Puts it up off the basket. Count it. And one. Foul will go against number 41. Gavin Volkman picks up his third foul, team first of the half.
Wonder what the Salukis could do with him in foul trouble if they're going to bring in Gerald.
Potter at the line shooting one for the old-fashioned three-point play, 22-12 with 4:55 to go. Missed the shot and jump ball called as Worth and Featherling were tied up. It will stay Lion basketball. Lions back to a 10-point lead. So far a low-scoring game, very low-scoring half. First half, Featherling gets the inbound. Up top to Brack. Brack drives left side, puts it up off the glass. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen down the floor in a hurry. Passes off to Worth. Worth at the top of the key. Over right side to Henry. Cross court to Ray. Milner tried to intercept it. And foul on the shot as Ray was shooting the three ball. He will go to the line to shoot three. Foul will go against
33.
See who the referees say. Foul goes against number 3. That is Jesse Milner. His first foul, team second here in the second half. Ray's first one. Got it to go. Nothing but net on that one.
See, there are two guys trying to block his shot there because it was Milner on the back and number 33, Brock on the front.
No good on the second one. 1 of 2 so far at the free throw line. That's what it's going to come down to. Made free throws like it was last night. Ray's third one, no good. Ball tipped back to him on the rebound. Puts it up, no good. Featherling pulls down the rebound, hands it off to Milner. Milner barreling down the floor. Splits two defenders into the lane. Dumps it off to Featherling up and in for two. Back to an 11-point lead. Ray down the floor. Pass back up top to Allen. Allen at the top of the key, dribbles off the screen, kicks it to Ray in the corner, goes baseline, drives the lane, no good. Ball tipped back out. Allen with the basketball now. Goes right side to Henry, back up top to Volkman, swings it around. Ray dumps it low to Worth. Worth drives inside the lane, puts up a jumper, no good. Rebound comes away to Featherling. Featherling tried to pass it off to Milner before it goes out of bounds. Milner saves it. Featherling gets it up to Hatcher. Hatcher brings it across the timeline just in time. Hatcher double-teamed now by Worth and Ray, trying to get around it, passes off, and timeout called by Coach Bowen. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 24-13 in favor of the Lions. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Coach Bowen saw Hatcher was in a little bit of trouble, called the timeout, talked it over with his players. A little zone defense, it looks like, now by the Salukis. A little 3-2 trap inside to Feathering. Feathering tipped around into the corner to Hatcher. Hatcher now double team, goes baseline, throws it off of Henry, and it will stay with the Lions.
And I think that's what we're going to need to do if we want to stop them from driving into the paint.
Looks like they're going to go to 2-3 on the inbound. Now back into 3-2. Milner up near midcourt. Throws it cross court to Hatcher. Inside to Feathering. Pulls up from the free throw line. Got it to fall. Biggest lead of the night so far by 13. Ray brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Milner. He backs it back out. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. Dribbles off the screen. Passes out to Henry. Henry up top to Volkman. Cross over to the right side to Allen. Allen tries to go baseline, shut down by Potter. Kicks it back up top, swings it over to Ray on the left wing. Ray dumps it down low to Volkman, backing up to the basket, puts it up and in for two. Volkman having a phenomenal night so far. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Lions lead it 26-15. Brack has it in the corner, dribbling inside, back up top. Over to Milner on the right side. Milner inside to Feathering, jumper from three, no good. Volkman pulls down the rebound. Allen on the outlet, brings it across the timeline, driving inside the lane, wide open right to the basket, up and in for two. He doesn't even look back at it.
He already knew he was going in.
Lead cut back to nine. Little 1-2-2 zone now, trying to get it up court. Hatcher into the corner to Brack, inside to Feathering, tipped away. Ray gets the steal. He's barreling down the floor, and Milner will pick up the foul as Ray was coming across the timeline. Milner will pick up his second foul, team's third.
Great zone defense right now by the Salukis right now, trying to cut down that deficit even more now.
Henry passes it into Ray. Ray back to Henry across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Allen. Allen on the right wing, bringing it back up top, over to Ray. Ray pulls up for three, no good. Worth tips it around. Potter comes away with it. Potter brings it up court. Pulls it back out to Milner. Milner cross court to Hatcher. Hatcher into the corner to Potter. Potter down low to Featherling. Featherling puts it up, no good. Brack on the rebound. Double team there and a foul called. Foul will go against number 12. That is Cameron Ray. He picks up his third foul. Team second. 1:36 to go. Brack at the line, shooting two free throws. First one on the way, got it to fall, back to the 10-point lead, 27-17.
So a little foul trouble right now for the Salukis as two players both have three fouls on the night.
Brack's second one on the way, got them both, two for two that go around. Henry gets the inbound, bringing the ball up the floor. He's going to walk it across the timeline. Hatcher picks him up, goes right side, jump stop, passes off to Allen. Allen bringing it back up. And Connor Brack will pick up a foul as Allen was trying to bring it back up top. Brack picks up his second foul, team fourth. Henry will inbound the basketball. Right across from the volleyball line, gets it into Allen. Allen out near midcourt, dribbles left side, passes off to Henry. Henry fake the pass, he's gonna back it back out. Gets it inside to Worth. Worth, jumper from eight. Got it to fall, nothing but the net. Back to the 9-point lead, 28-19 in favor of the Lions.
Worth's first bucket of the night.
Milner gets it across court to Hatcher. Hatcher, cross court pass, under a minute of play to go. Featherling to Brack, up and in. 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Allen dribbles left side, dribbles around Featherling. Kicks it out to Henry, up top to Volkman. Left wing to Ray. Ray gets the ball poked away, saves it from going out of bounds. Steps on the out of bounds line. Turnover to the Lions. 39.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lions leading it 30-19. Milner walking the basketball up the floor. Salukis in their 3-2 zone trap. Hatcher. Back to Milner, out near the volleyball line. Back to Hatcher, back and forth into the corner to Brack. Brack up top to Milner, right side to Potter. Getting good ball movement, tipped into the backcourt. Worth and Ray double teaming. three men on two. Ray gets the steal as Hatcher was trying to pass back to Milner. Up and in for two.
Great defense there. It led to great offense.
6 seconds to go. Milner double team now, triple team. Ball poked away. Henry gets the steal. Up to Worth. 1 second to go. And before time expires, he was not able to make it in. But as we go into the fourth quarter of action, Lions lead it on the Best Way Express scoreboard 30-21. We're back in a minute. Lucky basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Starting out the fourth quarter of action, Salukis will have the basketball. They are down by 9, 30-21 to the Running Lions. Cameron Ray having a little trouble with the tape on his wrist, having to take it off there. Henry will inbound to him in the backcourt. Ray will pass it back to Henry. He will walk across the timeline. Henry driving left side, hands the ball off to Worth. Worth hands off to Ray. Little tight three-man weave there. Drives inside, rolls to the basket, kicks it out to Ray. Ray in the corner, guarded by Hatcher. Tried to go baseline, and Hatcher picks up the blocking foul. I believe that's his fourth foul, is it not?
That is Hatcher's third.
Third foul, so Hatcher picks up his third, team fifth of the half. Henry will inbound it just to the left of the basket. Gets it into Worth. Worth, jumper from eight. Got it to fall. Worth is lighting up from that spot right there. 30-23, 7-point deficit now. Saluki's got to pull it back in here. Hatcher gets across timeline, kicks it back to Milner. Milner gets inside to Featherling. Tried to go down low. Volkman tips it away. Brack tied him up. Feel like there should have been a foul call there, but they call jump ball. And it will be Lion basketball.
Has there been another jump ball yet?
That is the first of the quarter.
Well, that's only been two in the whole game, right?
I think so.
So then it should be our ball because it goes, changes, right?
We started out the quarter with the basketball, so the possession arrow changes.
I got you now.
Milner back to Hatcher out near the volleyball line. Back and forth trying to open it up inside. Hatcher with it now. Worth and Ray and Allen going back and forth, double teaming them. Gets it inside to Featherling, down low to Brack. Brack goes right side, no good. Gets his rebound, no good. Fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 24, Josh Henry. Picks up his first foul, team third of the half. 58 seconds into the fourth quarter. Connor Brack back at the line, shooting two. First one on the way, got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Build Option Ford, Best Way Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Our family serving your family. Brack no good on the second one. Henry flies in for the defensive board. Gets a screen from Volkman. Hands off to Allen on the left wing. Back up to Volkman. Volkman into the corner to Henry. Henry down low to Allen, flashing baseline. Allen back up top. Worth pulls up for three. No good. Rebound comes to Featherling. Featherling off to Milner. Milner trying to bring across the timeline, gets it to Hatcher. Hatcher guarded by Ray and Worth. Milner inside to Featherling, tipped away. Allen picks it up. And a foul comes against number 30. That is Gavin Featherling, picks up his second foul, team six. 6:24 to go, 31-23 on the Best Way Express scoreboard in favor of the Lions.
Right now, the Salukis need to try to find a run here to get back in this ballgame.
Allen goes left side to Henry. Almost lost it there. Hands it off to Ray. Ray right side to Allen. Allen dribbling into the lane. Kicks it out to Ray. Ray up top to Volkman. Volkman back to Allen on the left wing. Guarded by Potter. Lions still in the man-to-man defense. Allen puts up a floater. No good. Ball tracked down by Brack. Outletted to Milner. Milner's going to walk across. Pass it off to Hatcher into the corner to Brack. Brack up top to Milner. Almost lost it there. Allen picks him back up. Double team. Gets it inside. Back out to Potter. Pulls up for three. No good. And ball bounces off Ray and out of bounds after the shot. So it will stay Lion basketball.
That was unlucky right there. That was a bad shot there by Potter.
About as unlucky as you can get going for the rebound.
Yeah.
Hatcher and Milner passing back and forth out near the timeline, trying to open it up inside. Milner gets Potter into the mix. Back to Milner, cross-court pass to Hatcher. Hatcher dribbling inside to Featherling, back out to Hatcher. Swings it, back to Hatcher. Inside to Featherling. Milner passes back to Hatcher out near the volleyball line. Ray steps up. Worth steps up on him, double team, back over to Hatcher. 5 minutes to go here in the game. Hatcher loses control of the ball. Featherling steps up, gets it. And Volkman gets it thrown off his foot, trying to pick it back up. So it will stay Lion basketball as Henry checks out of the game. Gerald will come in for him. 4:56 to go, 31-23 in favor of the Lions. Featherling gets it into Hatcher in the backcourt. He will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Gerald. Looks like they're back in a man-to-man defense now. Hatcher drives left side. Tried to pass off to Brack. Throws it out of bounds, and it will be Saluki basketball.
The slide of vision, he could not see anybody past them because that's the only thing bad about being short. You can't see if anybody's behind you, you know.
Allen brings it across the timeline, gets a screen from Volkman. Over to Ray on the right wing. Ray guarded by Milner up top to Worth. Worth back to Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line, dribbles left side, spins back to the right, tried to go to the basket. And foul will be called against the Lions. That foul will go against number 35. That is Potter. He picks up his second foul, first foul, team seventh. And Ray will go to the line to shoot one in bonus. 4:26 to go in the game. Ray, free throw on the way. Got it to fall.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Got the bonus. Lead back to 7 in favor of the Lions. Ray's second free throw. No good off the spring box. Brack tracks it down, outlets to Hatcher. He pulls it back to Milner. Milner gets across timeline to Hatcher. Into the corner to Potter. Potter guarded by Volkman. Drives inside the lane. Puts up a jumper from 3. No good. Brack pulls in the rebound. No good on the putback. No good on the putback after he got his own rebound. Allen pulls it away. Slows it down before the timeline. Dribbles left side. Passed off to Ray. Ray over to Gerald on the right wing. Gerald back up top to Allen. Allen looking inside. Back to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Hatcher. Up top to Volkman. Volkman wide open. Allen is going to pull up for 3. No good off the mark. Brack gets the rebound. Full court pressure put on by the Salukis. Hatcher on the outlet. Breakaway. 3-on-2. Down low. Tipped away. Stolen by Volkman. Up to Ray. And Milner will pick up his third foul. Team's 8th. And Ray will go to the line to shoot one in bonus.
Not a lot of fouls called on the Salukis here in the second half. But a lot of foul trouble in the second half for the running Lions.
Ray's free throw on the way. Got it to fall. Nothing but the net. 6-point deficit, 31-25. Salukis needing to reel it in with 33 to go. Ray's second one. Got them both. Full court press put on by the Salukis now. Ray steals it away on the inbounds. In the corner. Passes it up to Allen. Allen on the right wing. Hands it back off to Ray from the corner. 3 ball, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up a floater, in and out, no good. Featherling pulls in the basketball on that one. Kicks it up to Potter. Potter on the left wing. Back up top to Milner out near the timeline. Ray guards Milner. Hatcher on the right wing now into the corner to Featherling. Double team now and throws it away. Worth picked it up. Tips it away into the hands of Volkman. Going to the basket. Loses control. And foul will be called against number 33, Connor Brack. And Volkman will go to the line to shoot one in bonus. Ninth team foul for the Lions. Third foul for Connor Brack. So multiple Lions playing with three fouls with 2:56 to go. Volkman at the line shooting one and one. Free throw on the way. Gets it to roll in off the front of the rim. Volkman earns the second one. 4-point deficit now. We haven't been this close probably since the first quarter, I believe.
Second quarter, probably.
Second free throw, no good. Hatcher pulls in the rebound. Alice Featherling, full court press put on by the Salukis. Gerald sticking with Hatcher. Tried to tip it back out to Milner. Milner back and forth. Double team now, Hatcher. Hands it off to Featherling. Salukis double teaming the Lions. Gets the steal. Ray going coast to coast. Puts it up and in for two. Milner gets the inbound. Driving, barreling down the floor. Ray almost gets the steal. Steals it away out of his hand. Brings it across the timeline. 31-29 with 2:20 to go here in the game. Folks, the Salukis are coming alive late here in the fourth quarter. Ray out near the volleyball line. Drives left side. Puts up a floater, no good off the backboard. Volkman on the rebound, put back, no good. Ray on the rebound, and last touch by the Lions, out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball.
What a game.
2:05 to go here in the game, 31-29. Gerald will inbound the basketball to the left of the goal. Volkman in the corner, inside to Allen. Allen puts it up off the glass, got it to go. All tied up at 31. Salukis full court press. And Coach Bowen wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Don't go anywhere, folks. Salukis have it tied up at 31. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
The Salukis making a comeback with 1:56 to go, all tied up at 31. Salukis got the full court press put on. Potter with the basketball now, guarded by Volkman, gets it across court. Volkman tried to tip it away. Milner down low to Brack, no look pass. Brack makes it on the layup, count it and one. Foul goes against number 23, Anthony Gerald. He picks up his second foul, team fourth. Brack at the line trying to make a three-point play here. Free throw on the way. Got it to fall. It is a three-point game now, 34-31. Allen brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Potter. Drives in and charge called. Ooh. As it looked like Potter just lost his footing. But they're saying Nathan Worth tripped him up. So Nathan Worth will pick up his first foul, team fifth. Full court press still on by the Salukis. Potter will inbound it. Gets it into Milner. Milner stopped there. Gets it cross court to Featherling. Featherling to Potter. Potter will bring it up the floor. Double team. Trying to get it across timeline. Stolen away by Gerald, but tipped out of bounds. At midcourt, 1:28 to go here in the game. 34-31 in favor of the Lions. Potter inbounds it to Milner in the backcourt. Milner guarded by Ray the whole way up. Walks it across the timeline. Double team now. Trying to find help. throws it to Hatcher. Brack kicks it out to Potter, goes baseline, back to Brack, puts it up, finds the bottom of the basket. Gerald inbounds to Allen, 109 to go. Allen bringing it across the timeline, kicks it over to Ray, left side. Ray needs some help, hands it off to Allen, just under a minute of play to go now. Ray, cross-court pass to Gerald. Gerald's going to pull up for three, buries the three ball.
Oh,
and Coach Havel calls a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Gerald contested 2 foot distance between him and the defender, pulls up for three. He's like, hey, why not? 51 seconds to go. It's worth the shot. 36-34, 2-point deficit. This is a nail biter here towards the end of the game, Joe. And the Salukis came alive way late in the fourth quarter and slowly started making a comeback. They switched to that man-to-man defense and put on the full court press and just started coming alive.
And they really have right now on a, if I can do math right, a 25-16 run here. Something like that along the lines there. And right now playing really well. Gerald with a great bucket there. Needed that bucket. That's what I was thinking. They needed a quick three and is trying to get another steal and now trying to win this ball game. They still got a great chance right now. I mean, they're in the bonus, almost in the double bonus. So free throws can be a factor here late in this game.
And they've been a factor the whole game. They've missed quite a few free throws. This could be a different score if they were to make a couple more of those free throws earlier in the game, but it's all come down to the wire. 51.8 seconds to go. Lions leading it 36-34 after that three from Gerald. Full court press put on. Potter trying to get it in bounds. Runs out of time. 5 second call just before he could get it in bounds. Turnover to the Salukis. Great full court defense there by the Salukis. They have a chance to capitalize on top of that. Ray will inbound the basketball, gets it into Worth. Worth up top to Volkman. Volkman to Ray in the corner. Ray with the basketball gets a screen from Volkman. Kicks it back to Volkman. Tried to go baseline, but rolls out of bounds with 42.2 seconds. Potter will inbound it. Full court press by the Salukis, gets it into Featherling. Back to Potter. Potter, wide open lane, brings it up court, cross court to Featherling. Back to Potter. Potter to Milner. Milner splits two defenders, dumps it low to Potter. Potter blocked but fouled on the shot. That foul will go against number 20. Nathan Worth picks up his second foul, team six, with 28.4 seconds to go. Potter at the free throw line, I believe for the first time tonight.
It's his second time because he went earlier, a couple times earlier in the first half.
First free throw on the way, got it to fall, 37-34. 3-point deficit now. Salukis needing a three-pointer just to tie it up if he misses this shot.
If not, it's a two-possession game here, under 30 seconds to go.
Potter's second one, no good. Gerald with the rebound. Ray gets the outlet, 25 seconds to go. Ray brings it across the timeline, gets a screen from Volkman. He goes right to the basket, puts it up and in off the glass. Havel calls a timeout with 17 seconds to go. 1-point ball game. We'll take a timeout too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Score is 37-36 in favor of the Lions. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Potter inbounds to Milner, and Ray quickly fouls him on the inbounds. He will pick up another foul, team seven, so Milner will take the long lock to shoot the one in bonus. Ray picks up his fourth foul, 15.2 seconds to go on the clock. Lions lead at 37-36, so if Milner misses this, Saluki's got to get it down the floor, possibly hold out for a last second shot and win the game. Milner's shot, no good, and ball tipped out of bounds by last touch by the Lions. 13 seconds even on the clock. Salukis have the basketball. Milner is down floor putting on some pressure. Gerald comes up. Hatcher is going to follow him. Coach Bowen telling him to back off. Ray on the inbound. Time is rolling. Gets it across the timeline. Screen from Volkman. Goes to the basket. Puts up a shot. No foul. Ball rolls out of bounds. 5.4 seconds to go on the game clock. Salukis will have the basketball out of bounds. 37-36, the score in favor of the Lions. Gerald will inbound the basketball with 5.4 seconds. Gets it into Allen. Allen, 4 seconds to go, rolls to the basket, puts it up, no good. Worth with the putback, no good. As time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis fall to the Sisney Running Lions, 37-36. A heartbreaker down to the wire. Salukis came alive a little late in the game. Back here in a couple minutes with post-game stats and Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Heartbreaker here for the Salukis, falling to the Lions of Sisney, 37-36. They came alive late in the game. They were down basically the whole game as it went on, tied it up at 31 with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And then it was back and forth, back and forth. Sisney pulled ahead. And then it came down to the wire with 13 seconds to go. Sisney missed the free throw. Ball went out of bounds. Off last touch by Sisney. Ball was inbounded to Ray. Got it down court. He put up a shot just before the free throw line. Thought there should have been a foul, but the ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. And then Gerald inbounds the basketball to Allen. He tries to put up a floater inside the lane and missed that one. Worth with the putback was no good. And then time expired, and Lions win it 37-36. Joe, I'm going to look to you for some post-game stats, see if you can tell us what happened in this nail-biter.
So right now is what I'm looking at. For the Running Lions, Connor Brock had 17 points. Milner did not have a second-half point at all. Hell, ended with 10 points in the game. 4 by Brendan Potter and 7 by Gather Fetherling. That rounds out the scoring for the Running Lions. And now for your Red Hill Salukis, as Cameron Ray had 13 on the night. 8 by Gavin Bulkman, 6 by Drake Allen, that 3 ball by Anthony Gerald, 2 from Josh Henry, and 4 from the big man down low, Nathan Moore. So right now, it was a nail biter in that second half. They tried to come back, and they could not get it to actually fall late in the game.
But like you said, not a lot of scoring. Very low scoring first half it was. What did it end up being?
20-9. It was 6-0.
At the end of the first quarter, it was
6-0.
So not a big scoring game, but it turned out to be a basketball game there towards the end with about 3 minutes to go. Salukis started coming alive. They switched from that zone defense to that man-to-man, and that started working. Then they pulled up into the full court press, got a couple steals, and were able to come back within 2, and then tied it up, and then just started falling apart there shortly as Sisney was kind of trying to put it to him late in the game, but Salukis just came alive way too late and fell to the Lions here tonight. They're 1-1 on the season playing each other, as Salukis won the first game of the season where they played Sisney. And we knew it would be a lot closer game because both teams had a little bit tougher schedules so far. But that's what it all comes down to, is who's playing the better basketball and who wants to win it more here in tournament play.
You're totally right there, Ryan. Let's look at some of the stats real quick. Sisney was 12 for 28 from 2-point. As Red Hill finished off 11 for 34. And just looking at the free throws right here, Sisney was 8 for 15. Red Hill was 8 for 15. They were both 8 for 15 from the free throw line. So there's not much of a difference there, but you think both teams could have easily pulled away more if they would have made better, had more consistency with the free throws.
And that'll wrap it up for the post-game stats. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsor of the Build Opson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Build Opson
Welcome back, Salukis fans. It is now time for the Build Opson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Joe, we didn't talk about it over the break, but I've got an idea who I want to give it to. So he started the game out, and as we saw, it was a little rough. But as time went on, he was getting the offensive and defensive boards, playing hard throughout the whole game, and started getting some points up on the board for the Salukis. Got the first point up on the board for him with the free throw, and he did a phenomenal job at the free throw line, driving to the basket, getting some easy buckets for him. I'm going to give it to Gavin Bulkman tonight.
I totally agree with you there. Gavin deserves it. He got this offense started. He ended up 2 for 7 on the night, he was 4 for 7 from the free throw line and almost led the team on scoring there, as nobody else could really get the offense rolling except late in that second half once we started going over to that zone.
And no sight of Coach Havel. We'll take a quick 1 minute break, see if he comes out and see if he's wanting to talk, and we'll be right back to wrap it up. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Lawrence County Memorial
Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
No sign of Coach Havel or any of the Salukis at this point. Looks like he's still in the locker room talking to him. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up here as the Salukis fall to the Sisney Running Lions in a late quarter nail biter there in the fourth quarter, 37-36. That'll do it here for us, for everybody here. Joe Bogard, Bill Schrode, I almost said Bill Dobson, but Bill Schrode back at the studio keeping us on air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Salukis basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.